Part 4.
Listen to the conversation and answer the questions. Put a circle round the letter of the correct answer. Look at the questions. An example is done for you. You will hear the conversation twice.
I have to say, your sister really did give us an amazing present. 2 tickets to New York City. We have to start planning the trip. We leave in 3 weeks and we have only the plane tickets. We haven't even booked hotels or figured out what we want to see there.
I can still barely believe we're really going. Jenny is the best sister ever. This is going to be amazing and romantic and just tons of fun. Let's start at the beginning. What do we want to do in New York City?
Well, I definitely want to see the Statue of Liberty and, of course, the Empire State Building. I think we should just get a central hotel and stay there the whole time.
I can't wait to go to museums there. I'm also dying to go shopping. I need some beautiful New York shoes.
Oh, the last thing you need is another pair of shoes. So what about a hotel? Somewhere central? According to my guidebook, the Center City Heights Hotel looks good. It seems to be in the centre of everything, and if you book for a week, you save $200. It also comes with free breakfast.
Are you sure we should stay in the same hotel for the whole week? Maybe we should try some different places.
That's going to make things much more difficult. Let's just stick with one place. Look, it even has a swimming pool.
How much is it? More than $200 a night?
It is $250 a night, so multiply that by 6 nights, $1,500, minus the $200 discount, $1,300. That sounds fine. We deserve it.
What about day trips? Is there anything we want to do outside the city?
Actually, yes. Do you remember my cousin Benjamin? He lives on Long Island, about 3 hours away from the city, but right on the water. I thought maybe we could visit him for a day.
That sounds good. I wonder if there is good shopping on Long Island.
Have you decided what museums you want to visit?
Well, definitely the Metropolitan Museum of Art. The 19th century European paintings are supposed to be absolutely amazing. I was also going to say we should go to the new September 11th Ground Zero Museum, but I think it would be too depressing. I hate sad things like that. I would like to visit the Museum of Natural History and the New York Fashion Museum as well.
I am not going with you to a fashion museum. Isn't shopping enough? Why would anyone need a shopping museum?
I knew you'd say that.
I have to say, your sister really did give us an amazing present. 2 tickets to New York City. We have to start planning the trip. We leave in 3 weeks and we have only the plane tickets. We haven't even booked hotels or figured out what we want to see there.
I can still barely believe we're really going. Jenny is the best sister ever. This is going to be amazing and romantic and just tons of fun. Let's start at the beginning. What do we want to do in New York City?
Well, I definitely want to see the Statue of Liberty and, of course, the Empire State Building. I think we should just get a central hotel and stay there the whole time.
I can't wait to go to museums there. I'm also dying to go shopping. I need some beautiful New York shoes.
Oh, the last thing you need is another pair of shoes. So what about a hotel? Somewhere central? According to my guidebook, the Center City Heights Hotel looks good. It seems to be in the center of everything, and if you book for a week, you save $200. It also comes with free breakfast.
Are you sure we should stay in the same hotel for the whole week? Maybe we should try some different places.
That's going to make things much more difficult. Let's just stick with one place. Look, it even has a swimming pool.
How much is it? More than $200 a night?
It is $250 a night, so multiply that by 6 nights, $1,500, minus the $200 discount, $1,300. That sounds fine. We deserve it.
What about day trips? Is there anything we want to do outside the city?
Actually, yes. Do you remember my cousin Benjamin? He lives on Long Island, about 3 hours away from the city, but right on the water. I thought maybe we could visit him for a day.
That sounds good. I wonder if there is good shopping on Long Island.
Have you decided what museums you want to visit?
Well, definitely the Metropolitan Museum of Art. The 19th century European paintings are supposed to be absolutely amazing. I was also going to say we should go to the new September 11th Ground Zero Museum, but I think it would be too depressing. I hate sad things like that. I would like to visit the Museum of Natural History and the New York Fashion Museum as well.
I am not going with you to a fashion museum. Isn't shopping enough? Why would anyone need a shopping museum?
I knew you'd say that.
That is the end of part four. You now have 2 hours and 10 minutes to complete the rest of the paper.